As we get WUWF's look back at the major news stories of 2013 off the ground, we start with the Blue Angels, who spent most of the year on it.
The cancellation was announced in the wake of sequestration, mandated across-the-board cuts that trimmed $85 billion from the federal budget. The squadron flew its kickoff show over Key West before their first in-season grounding since the Korean conflict.
The Navy, of course, is disappointed that we're not going to be able to reach out to all our fans. We know people love to see the Blue Angels, and the only people probably more disappointed than our fans are the Blue Angels themselves.
Commander Kevin Stevens at the Naval Air Forces Command in San Diego read from a prepared statement. He said that the Blue Angels, until further notice, would continue to maintain flying proficiency.
I don't have specific timing for when they're going to be doing that. They're working through the details of what their practices will look like, which may not be exactly the same as they're used to seeing with a normal routine Blue Angels practice schedule.
During what was initially a week-to-week proposition, the Blues held one more open practice over NAS Pensacola. Lori Jensen was among the nearly 9,000 people who crowded in and around the bleachers at the Naval Aviation Museum on that sunny day in April.
And then I heard on the news last night that this might be their last flight, or one of their last practices, so we thought it was a good time to come. I just don't think the military and this kind of stuff is where to cut budget. I think some of the extra spending needs to be cut.
Another spectator was Marv Wolpat, a Navy veteran from Milton, Wisconsin. He echoed many who were hopeful that Congress and the White House could come to some agreement on a budget and end the sequester.
By canceling the air shows, the revenue that the Blue Angels bring into the community, it's just unbelievable. And to have to cancel that, it hurts the community just terrible. You know, Pensacola Beach, Gulf Breeze, that whole Pensacola area here is affected by the air show not going on.
But the Blue Angels were not alone in the cockpit. Their Air Force counterparts, the Thunderbirds, were also grounded, along with the Army's Golden Knights parachute team.
Naturally, it was very disappointing. We've put a lot of effort into learning the demonstration, but they understand that this is just one of many steps to focus efforts towards the deployed forces and those relieving them.
Commander Tom Frosch flies Blue Angel Jet No. 1. Standing in front of one of the blue and gold F/A-18 Hornets at Sherman Field, he said their mission in 2013, aside from proficiency flying, would be keeping a high profile in the community, starting at the Museum of Naval Aviation and including both aviators and ground crew.
Our goal is to maximize our interaction with the local public and community outreach, so we want to go to the museum and see as many people as we can and interact with as many of the future Navy Marines as we can. They're also going to do community outreach programs and projects and community relations projects and visit schools and hospitals in the area as well.
Buck Lee, executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority, floated the idea of the Blue Angels flying a practice session over Santa Rosa Island, with the island authority paying for the fuel. The Navy did not respond to that suggestion, and Lee conceded that there was a safety factor involved.
Problem being, if they're not allowed to practice, then they won't be proficient by July. So that means October 1, they've got to go back out and start all over again to get their formation back down and make it safe.
Aboard NAS Pensacola, Commander Tom Frosch pretty much said the same thing.
It would require a lot more than just one air show. We'd have to maintain proficiency all the way up until that air show. So even if that were the case, we just wouldn't have enough proficiency to do something like that. We can't just turn the air shows on or off. It's something we need to maintain throughout the year.
Needless to say, canceling the Blues schedule did not sit well with local residents. One of them was Pensacola Mayor Emeritus John Fogg, himself a Blue Angel in the early 1970s.
I think it's an extremely poor decision on the part of our political leadership, and for that matter, the military leadership. Very, very short-sighted, and unfortunately, I believe a lot of the decision is politically based, at least on the elected official level.
Fogg said besides the millions of dollars generated by the performances across the country and in Canada, the squadron is perhaps the highest-profile advertisement for Navy and Marine Corps aviation.
The recruiting impact is absolutely huge. It's far more efficient and much more effective for the Blue Angels to be doing recruiting than it is any other conventional kinds of marketing or advertising would just simply not achieve the same results.
In a happy ending of sorts, the Blues performed a flyover at NAS Pensacola in November, marking the official end of the 2013 season that wasn't. and the Navy announced that full funding would return. Lieutenant Katie Kelly in the Blue Angel press office says plans now are for the squadron to perform an entire schedule in 2014, beginning, as always, in El Centro, California.
Typically, the team is in El Centro for about 10 weeks, and they have to perform 120 training flights to get ready to be approved that they have a safe demonstration for the air show season. This year, we've got all 1 through 6 demonstration pilots returning, and it definitely is going to help with the continuity and the safety for the 2014 season.
That schedule includes the air show at Pensacola Beach on July 12th and the annual homecoming aboard NAS Pensacola on November 7th and 8th. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.